Today's show is brought to you by JobScan. JobScan is a site where, frankly, they take some of the issues with the black hole, the applicant tracking system, and really help you fix your resume so that it's able to get through the system. Now, the way it was started out is there was a job hunter named James Hu who was running into problems getting his resume through the applicant tracking systems, because he found that they were parsing, ranking, and filtering resumes with algorithms. So what he did was develop a system that helps you figure out how your resume matches up against specific jobs and makes recommendations for how to tweak it to make it get through the systems. Not 100% perfect, but much, much better than what most people get. So use the link in the show notes. You will get better results with your resume when you submit it through the ATS. Now, we'll be back in just one moment. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2095. I'm the host, Jeff Alden, the Game Hunter, and welcome. By the way, next Tuesday is episode 2100. In the job search category, no show is close to me in terms of number of episodes. And this is one where, you know, I deal with a question from someone where they want to know whether having no LinkedIn profile is a problem. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it an honest review wherever you listen to the show, because it does help other people find it. It does make a difference. And, you know, if you don't like the show, obviously unsubscribe, but more importantly, tell me in the feedback. Tell me in the comments that you make about the show. It does help me. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by Skillshare.com. At Skillshare.com, they have thousands of classes available, not just simply about business or job hunting, but lots of different classes on a host of different subjects. Almost anything you can think of, and they have one low price associated with your learning. They have classes about particular technologies you can learn, pottery, public speaking. I have a half dozen of my classes about job hunting there, writing, photography, film, almost anything you can think of, they have Skillshare classes available. Now, if you use my link, thebiggamehunter.us/Skillshare, they'll offer a free trial and 30% off if you decide to join. There's a lot to learn, and Skillshare is a place where you can learn it. Now, let's get back to today's show. This is a question I was asked recently. Are you less likely to get hired at a large tech company if you have no LinkedIn profile, but you have no problem providing links to a hidden code hosting website profile with some of your codes and links to some of your hidden projects indicating your availability? Okay, so this person doesn't have a LinkedIn profile. They've got some code that they've written that's linked to a profile of some sort somewhere, and they want to know if the absence of a LinkedIn profile will impact their being hired. The answer is a resounding maybe. Let me just give you a perspective. The first question is, how does this firm even find out about you if the code is hidden? What's going to entice them to reach out to you? Now, that's in the circumstance where they're out there recruiting you. Now, how do they even find out about you? Maybe it's on GitHub. They see some stuff that you've written. Maybe it's elsewhere. But you're talking about probably your best code is hidden away. How do they know that they should want to contact you? On the other hand, if you're applying for a position, that is submitting your resume through applicant tracking systems or networking your way to other organizations, the absence of the LinkedIn profile may not be a problem. Now, I'm seeing that some organizations are asking for LinkedIn profiles at the time of submission, and they're doing that as a way of ensuring that some of the basics are consistent with what the person's saying in their resume. Now, understand, you know, I look at a lot of LinkedIn profiles, and there's a disconnect between what a person says they're qualified for in their resume and what their profile says. So they're looking at a real simple baseline. But in the case that you're citing, the real question is, you know, are they reaching out to you, which you're making it hard for them to do,
And it begs the question, why? Why don't you have the LinkedIn profile to begin with? Lazy? Don't think it's helpful? Don't want to get spammed by people? Well, you know, again, you have to make it easy for organizations to find you in order to get hired by them. And then the other case is when you're applying, in which case, obviously, you can put a link to your code and have firms see it. And then the LinkedIn profile may cause them to say, yeah, we went looking for your LinkedIn profile, didn't find it. You know, what's that about? In which case, you have an unnecessary question to ask on, answer on your interview. So, like I said, it's a definite maybe that it could be a problem, but it's your choice about how you want to live your life and manage your career. I would just simply say, get the LinkedIn profile done.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question, I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Have you been struggling on your interviews? Are you not getting the results that you want? My course, my book, my Kindle book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, will help you dramatically improve your performance. Now, if you'd like the course, it's a video course that I offer through Udemy. You can order it at thebiggamehunter.us or as a paperback or Kindle book on Amazon. What the course will teach you is really very simple. The best question to ask on an interview and when to ask it. How to answer the question, tell me about yourself, far better than anyone else would ever answer it. In addition, you'll be able to tell stories that connect the dots with the interviewer about how your background fits the role and be able to ask questions that are going to allow you not to step into the minefield that you've been in too many times before in your job search and in your career. So again, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. That's udemy.com. Or you could go to my course directly at thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. Again, available inexpensively as a course or as a paperback or Kindle book on Amazon. Now let's get back to the show.